That school bell tells us it's time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. Go get your Bibles and turn it to Daniel chapter 5. And what we'll be doing in a few moments is completing the lesson about Daniel and the handwriting on the wall. And after completing that, we'll go into Daniel chapter 6 and that great old story we've heard all our lives about Daniel and the lions. And we'll see what we can learn from that. But as you're getting your Bible and turning to Daniel chapter 5, I remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies, and we have been assembling at this location for over 100 years. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and we're studying Sunday school lessons as they were prepared by E.A. Elam for the year 1922. So if you have your Bible now, Daniel chapter 5, I'm going to begin reading verse 25 to the end of that chapter. And this is the writing that was inscribed. Mene, mene, tinkle, upharsin. This is the interpretation of the thing. Mene, God hath numbered thy kingdom and brought it to an end. Tikel, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. Perez, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. Then commanded Belshazzar that they clothed Daniel with purple, and put a chain of gold about his neck, and made a proclamation concerning him, that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. In that night Belshazzar, the Chaldean king, was slain, and Darius the Mede received the kingdom, being about 62 years old. Now here are Elam's notes. Beginning in verse 29, Belshazzar felt called upon to honor his promise, although the words of the true brave Daniel declared his certain doom. Hence he commanded that Daniel be clothed with the royal purple, the chain of gold placed around his neck, and the proclamation made that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. Although his doom was certain, he knew that the advance of Cyrus and his army doubtless. Belshazzar never dreamed of such a sudden and fearful end that was so imminent. Verse 30, as stated in the introduction, by turning the water of the Euphrates out of its course, Cyrus and his numerous and triumphant army entered Babylon by the channel of the river and came unawares upon Belshazzar and his lords. God foretold that Babylon should be taken while her mighty men were in a drunken feast in Jeremiah chapter 51, verses 39 and 57. In that night, Belshazzar, the Chaldean king, was slain, and this was the end of that empire. Verse 31, Darius the Mede received the kingdom, being about 62 years old. This is supposed to be the same as Syraxes, the son of Antiges, and material uncle of Cyrus, to whom he gave the throne of Babylon after he himself had the honor of taking the city. The Medes and Persians were confederates in the war, the former under Darius, the latter under Cyrus. Both princes are supposed to have been present at the taking of the city. That, according to Clark's commentary, this is not the Darius of Ephesians 4, 5, and 24, this is not the Darius of Ezra 4 and verse 5, or 6 and verse 1. While this war was not mentioned by Daniel, yet it is especially referred to by Isaiah in chapter 13 and 14, and in verses 45 through 47, and also by Jeremiah, as we have seen in chapters 50 and 51. Daniel came through this overthrow of Babylon and this change of government unhurt, although the king and his nobles were slain. Well, that concludes that Sunday school lesson. And now we're looking at a Sunday school lesson that was written for the Sunday of July 23rd, 1922. And this is the story of Daniel and the lions. Let me read to you that story as it is found in the book of Daniel, chapter 6. And if you have your Bible, open up and follow along with me. Daniel chapter 6. I will be reading from the Old American Standard Version of 1901. Daniel 6 and verse 1. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps, who should be throughout the whole kingdom, and over them 3 presidents, of whom Daniel was one. These satraps might give account unto them that the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was distinguished above the presidents and the satraps because of the excellent spirit that was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the president and the satraps sought to find occasion against Daniel as touching the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault, forasmuch as he was faithful. Neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said these men, "We shall not find any occasion against Daniel, except we find against him concerning the law of his God." Let me read verse 5 again, because that's so important. Where these men said, "We shall not find any occasion against Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God." I might interject here that I remember years ago being at a youth rally when I was but a youth, and this passage was referred to by the speaker, and he made us this challenge. He said, "If someone accused you of being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you?" I thought that was an interesting comment on this verse. But let's continue. Daniel 6 and verse 6. Then these presidents and satraps assembled together to the king and said thus unto him, "King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the deputies and the satraps and the counselors and the governors, have consulted together to establish their royal statute and to make a strong interdict that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into a den of lions. Now, O king, establish the interdict, and sign the writing, that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not." Wherefore King Darius signed the writing and the interdict, and when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went to his house. Now his windows were opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem, and he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day, and prayed, and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Then these men assembled together, and found Daniel making petition and supplication before his God. Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's interdict. "Hast thou not signed an interdict that every man that shall make a petition unto any god or man within 30 days, save unto thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions?" The king answered and said, "The thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not." Then answered they and said before the king that Daniel, who is of the children of the captives of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the interdict that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition 3 times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him, and he labored till the going down of the sun to rescue him. Then these men assembled together unto the king, and said unto the king, "Know, O king, that it is the law of the Medes and the Persians that no interdict nor statute which the king established may be changed." Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, Thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. And a stone was brought and laid over the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, that nothing might be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep fled from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning, and went in haste into the den of lions. And when he came near to the den to Daniel, he cried with a lamentable voice. The king spake and said unto Daniel, O Daniel, the servant of thy living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel to the king, O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angel, and they shut the lions' mouths, and have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, I have done no hurt. Then was the king exceeding glad, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found in him, because he trusted his God. And the king commanded, and they brought these men that accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, their children and their wives, and the lions had the mastery of them, and brake all their bones in pieces before they came to the bottom of the den. Then King Darius wrote unto all the peoples, nations, and languages that dwelt in all the earth, Peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in all the dominion of my kingdom, men tremble in fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and steadfast forever, and his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. He delivered, he delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. There is a golden text for this particular Sunday school lesson found in Hebrews 11 and verse 33. Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. The devotional reading for this lesson is found in the book of Romans, and that is Romans chapter 8, beginning in verse 31, and it will go, let me find this, 8:31 through 39. Romans 8:31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall not he also with him freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ Jesus that died, yea, rather that was raised from the dead, who is at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or anguish, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Even as it is written, For thy sakes we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, in the next class session, we'll get into the Elam's notes concerning this story of Daniel and the lion's den. You have listened so well to the reading of God's Word. And so the old schoolmaster says, now, students, you may be dismissed.